Injury-wise, the only injury we had from this ball game was AJ's injury. That's of any substance. Everybody else should be fine. AJ had a concussion, and we'll have to, you know, wait and see how he progresses over the course of the week. Other than that, we came out pretty healthy. So very proud of our football team. All three phases played at a high level. Special teams, our offense, our defense, just epitomized what a team win is all about. We had great focus throughout the week in practice. We thought there were some things from our previous game that we had learned from, and looking at the way our guys played today and the way our staff prepared our players makes myself and everybody in our organization extremely proud of our players and their effort today. Just a terrific job. Can't say enough about Adrian Peterson. I mean, to be able to rush for over 100 yards in the first quarter, when you know when you play the Vikings that you're going to have to stop Adrian Peterson, and for him to come out and gain 100 yards in the first quarter, just an amazing feat by him, and just another tremendous effort all the way across. And Christian did a great job of leading our offense, very efficient in what he did in the passing game, executed the game plan just like we wanted, and things worked out the way we all had hoped that it would throughout the week. And where our defense stepped up, I mean, the interceptions by Josh and then Harrison, and one of them being for a score, just a terrific job, and the constant pressure by our front four of being able to rush with four, and at times when we did bring pressure, we were able to get this quarterback a little bit unsettled. So a great execution of the game plan all the way around, terrific job by our coaches in putting together a plan that our guys could execute. So all in all, just a very good day for our football team.
Good in the run game all year long, but were there things specifically early that you thought you could attack against Chicago's D?
You know, when we played them a couple of weeks ago, we came away from that game, you know, believing if we didn't turn the ball over that we had a very good chance of being able to run the ball effectively. And we went into that game thinking that as well, but things happened the way they did, so we couldn't do some things we wanted to do from an offensive standpoint. But we came into it believing we could run the football, knowing that they were a little bit short at certain positions because of some injuries. And we wanted to be able to take advantage of that, and we were able to.
Les, you said that, I mean, it's no secret what you guys want to do on offense. How do you account for that you're still able to have such success with Adrian, even though everyone knows that's exactly what you're going to do?
I think you have to credit, you know, our coaches and our players. I mean, our offensive line, they really bought into the fact that, you know, we're going to run the football, and we need you to sustain your blocks because we know if we're able to do that just a little bit longer than normal, we have a back who can, you know, crease a defense. So the players buying into the importance of running the football and running it effectively is probably the secret to our success. I mean, they have to buy into that philosophy because it's not across the board in our league.
Is that the confidence you draw from what Peterson's done, especially early in games this season? Is that why you take the ball even when your offense has been a little bit up and down?
You know, in this case, we actually discussed, Tom, whether we were going to take it or not. And one of the things that tipped it for us today was the injuries they had on defense. That probably tipped it for us. Once we saw who was up and who was down, you know, we made a decision that, you know what, we got to get after them early, you know, from an offensive standpoint, and we were able to do that.
Do you sense of urgency among your team because not only the first drive, the first play?
Well, without question, Brian, you know, we're sitting at 6-6. We had goals going into training camp of what we wanted to achieve, and our guys were really focused on, you know, getting this win at home. And it's hard to achieve our goals if you don't win this game at home against an NFC North opponent. Our owner, Ziggy Wiff, came in on Friday and just talked to the guys about the atmosphere that they were going to face this weekend and just encouraging them in their efforts. And I think that conversation, along with what we had done throughout the week, kind of, you know, brought things into focus for our football team.
That's the first time he's done that.
That's the first time he's come into a team meeting, if I can recall, and definitely during the season. It was good. It was good for our team.
Leslie, at what point do you start talking playoffs with this team?
I think, Joe, right now, you know, we still need to be focused on one game at a time. I think they'll look at the standings tomorrow and see that we're still right in the thick of it, just like we were when this week began. But for us, you know, every game following will be like a playoff game. We need to win this next football game. For obvious reasons, the next game on our schedule, but we really need to stay focused on one game at a time.
What strikes you about the continued maturation of Josh and Harrison, a couple of rookies that you're getting contributions out of?
Josh Robinson?
Yeah.
Well, to see our young guys come along, Dan, the way they are, you know, a credit to our scouting staff, you know, Rick and the staff, being able to find the right guys that fit what we're trying to do on offense and defense and even on special teams. And the fact that we've had to play a lot of young guys early, you hope that that's going to pay dividends in the month of December. And I think it's beginning to show. I mean, we got some young guys that are playing a lot of football for us, first and second year guys, who are making a lot of plays for us. And that's what you want to see at this time of the season. In the month of December, those young guys now, we actually talked about this last night with some of our offensive players like Matt Khalil and others, that you can't hide behind the fact that you're a rookie anymore. You know, you've got 12 games into the league now. Let's start playing like veterans in a lot of ways. I mean, so we challenged some of our young guys last night to step it up, and they did.
And that said, Les, just for them also not to physically hit that rookie wall and be able to break through it, playing more games than they ever have before in their lives?
That's hard, John, because you know, a lot of guys, as you mentioned, they're at that point where the college season would be over unless you're in a bowl game, and still you have a rest between that bowl game. So you go through that spell where you do hit the rookie wall, most guys do. And we've tried to push our guys through and also take care of them in practice at the same time. But we're at a point in our season where we can't have, you know, players, you know, taking a step back because they're rookies, and we've tried to urge them to step up and help us, and they're doing that.
Christian, I think you crossed 100 yards. You didn't put a lot on his plate. You know, are you comfortable with that least amount of production as long as he kind of stays out of the way?
The big thing for us, Brian, is being able to limit the turnovers. I mean, that's a big deal, especially when you're playing that team. And we had a game plan today. Christian did a great job of executing that. If we cannot turn the ball over, we have a chance to win, we think, every game that we play. The turnovers, they make it harder for us. You know, we're not at the point right now where we can overcome a minus when it comes to the turnover ratio. And he did a terrific job of doing the things we asked him to do throughout the week, and then to go out on Sunday today and execute the game plan. And sometimes it's going to require him to do a little bit more, but we felt with this game plan, the most important thing was to get Adrian going and our defense really stepping up. Now, it may be different next week. We may need more from him. But for this game, this was perfect for what we needed to have happen.
Christian does turn the ball over. Can you live with it a little more if it's 45 yards downfield or whatever it was?
It's a good point, because when we did turn it over, I think it was right before the half, and I looked at it and I said, you know, it's no different than a punt. You know, they still got to go pretty much the length of the field, and I felt okay with it. A little bit different when you have those turnovers in the scoring zone, or you're in a situation where you turn over into plus territory. That's a little bit tougher.
So are you trying to limit the passing just so that you eliminate the turnovers?
Not necessarily. In this ball game, what was required for us was to be able to run the football effectively, set up ourselves in better third down situations. I don't know what our percentage was, but we wanted to be better than we were in the first ball game, and I think we got that done. But we want to be able to run the football effectively, play action, run neck. It's all the things that everybody knows that plays us. I mean, we want to be able to do it and do it well, but it stems off our running game.
How did it look more comfortable today because of your rush?
Our rush was much better. You know, we got him. I think it was Mark Craig who asked me earlier in the week, you know, what is one of the keys to our success going into this ball game? And we felt like getting them into more third and seven pluses would be a factor so we could rush the quarterback. And our guys, to their credit, we got them in more of those third and longs. Our rush did a terrific job of making them uncomfortable. And then we did bring pressure. We were able to make him move. And the fans were terrific in creating some noise to make them have to concentrate on offense. So a combination of our fans along with what Jared and everybody else did up front was big for our football team.
You're kind of with each of these wins, you're kind of extending your season here. You've got meaningful games now into December. How important is that, too, with just bringing along a young team?
It's huge, Tom. I mean, you know, we're, for a lot of our players, we're in uncharted territory to be playing games in December where every game has major implications. And there weren't a lot of people when we were in Mankato thinking that that would be the case. So for our players to be at the point that they are, extremely, extremely proud of them. I mean, this every game from this point on, because this is probably going to go right down to the last weekend of the season, has tremendous implications for our football team and other teams around the league. So we got to do what we got to do, and that's find a way to get another win next week.
Leslie, is this the kind of game that can boost Christian's confidence a bit? You don't ask a lot of him, but he doesn't make a lot of mistakes at the same time.
I think any time you win, it should boost our entire team's confidence and how we won. I mean, we won the way we're designed to win. I mean, we talk all the time to our team about what Viking ball is, and today was a perfect example of it, being able to run the football effectively, have success against eight-man fronts when we do throw the football, play great defense against the run, and being able to come up with turnovers on defense and play outstanding special teams. And so today really was Viking ball in a lot of ways. And that's us. You know, we're probably not going to win a lot of games where we throw the football 40 times. I mean, that's not who we are. And we're not going to overcome, you know, two or three turnovers in a game. That's not the way we're built right now. So this was really who we are, and we did a good job of playing our style of ball.
How do you design is using Kyle Rudolph a lot, which has been a big weapon, yet today he didn't have a catch. Was that surprising? Did the Bears take him away, or how did that figure into the equation of how you tried to attack the game plan today?
We wanted to get it to him, Rosie. They did a good job of mixing some of their coverages, you know, although they don't do a lot of things coverage-wise. They did a good job in their man coverage. We weren't able to connect with him. We tried a couple different times, didn't have success. It wasn't like we weren't looking for him. They did a good job of covering him. You know, Kyle has been a big part of our pass offense throughout the season. We won a day without him having any catches. And that, if you had told me that would have been the case, you know, I would have said that's not going to happen because we're going to target him. He's going to have catches. But credit to our offense, credit to our team, being able to overcome that. Kyle has been instrumental to our passing offense. But great job, our offense.
Never easy to win on the road in the NFL, obviously. But you guys have played so far better, at least in terms of results at home, than you have. How do you go about carrying over that confidence, focus, whatever it is that allows you to avoid those crippling mistakes in this building?
Well, for us, Tom, that's going to define, you know, our season. We got to find a way to play better on the road. Our guys know that. They know we'll challenge them this week with that information. And we got to find a way to play better on the road. You know, in order for us to reach our goals as a team, it's paramount at this point. So we got to figure it out, and we have the rest of this week to get that done.
Last one for Coach.
All right, thanks, guys.